Hello and welcome. This is itrustgodonly.com. The title is Hope Can Be Practiced in Two Different Ways. The Bible is full of times when people, or a community of people, had hope when they were met with despair, hope for a better day, a day when things were not so bad. They had the same hope when they were waiting for the coming of a Messiah. The Messiah finally came, and his name was Jesus Christ. Those that realized he was the true Messiah turned their hope into joy. A Savior has arrived who is going to save them from their iniquities and bring them a new covenant with God that promises everlasting eternal life. Some use hope in the wrong way. They use it to dream about things that will please themselves. This is a false hope, one that is geared towards selfishness. Hope leads to faith, and faith leads to works that prove God's promises. God did give us promises with stipulations attached to them. We need to practice faith in order to get to know God, Jesus Christ, and receive the Holy Spirit. Many people for years have been hoping for the day that Jesus Christ returns. They know that when he does return, a new world will follow that is filled with peace, love, and all the good fruits that the Spirit brings, which is mentioned in Galatians 5, verse 22. Heaven and earth will be filled with so much joy, a joy that can't even be comprehended. No more evil, hate, and corruption, only love for one another. We all go through bad times. It could be from an illness, a bad traffic accident, a job loss, losing your house to a disaster, or whatever it is that brings us hardships. Some people get lost in the darkness of self-pity, while others have hope for a better outcome. These ones are strong and know that God will see them through their difficult times. Why? Because they have faith. If hope is targeted in the right way, it will build the foundation for faith, and faith will bring results. Faith builds strength for those who work it the right way. It's so much easier to complain and wallow in self-pity because there is no work involved in going this route. It's like time after time you buy a lottery ticket and sit there for days hoping to win the lottery, like winning the lottery will solve all your problems. There is no gain in this type of hope. It builds nothing. If you did eventually win, you would have nothing that is everlasting, only temporary. One of the ways that hope will work for a good cause is when people visualize their fellow man turning towards God and accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior. This is a positive attitude that flows out all over the world, filled with love that touches our fellow man and God. Through hope, we can make a major change in the world, provided that we back it with faith and love. This is how we are filled with God's love, by thinking of God and the welfare of our fellow man and forgetting about ourselves. Thank you, and may God bless you.